Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
I was special teaming it up all during the week.
Patrick Manily.
My all-time favorite Bear would have to be Patrick Manily.
Bears long snapper for 16 seasons.
Pat Manily, the long snapper, Maynard, put it in position, and Robbie Gould sends the Bears to the NFC Championship game.
The longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
One of the things I immediately missed the most was the legend Dean Pope's office. Olin Kruch, Roberto Garza, Patrick Manily. We never talked football. We talk trash.
Craft Beer Mogul.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm drinking a long snapper IPA.
<That's African laughs> Patrick Manily.
Football season is going to return soon. Let's talk with Matt Bowen about it.
This used to bother me a little bit. So at training camp at night, you know, you had 2 days during the day. You had a lifting session. You just wanted to go to bed. And you had meetings at night till like 11 o'clock. Well, the kickers would go to the golf range. They go to the movies. You know, and that's just, they come back from the movies. Like, it was nothing.
We can ask Manily.
One of the number one box office movies from Pat Manily's career. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back to 1998.
Categories.
Titanic. Yeah.
Titanic.
99, Star Wars.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay.
Phantom Menace.
So imagining like Pat and Maynard and Gold hanging out, like having
dressed up as Darth Maul.
At last we will reveal ourselves to the Jedi. At last we will have revenge.
You have been well trained, my young apprentice.
Patrick Manily with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Patrick joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. All right, now I do know, I can do a little bit of reporting on this. I covered those teams, and there were often trips to Bon Vivant Golf Course down there near the campus of Olivet Nazarene. There was also a movie theater in Kankakee where the whole team went to go watch Wedding Crashers, and I actually was there with the team. We watched that. That was pretty fun. The question to you, Patrick Manily,
yes,
is,
Mr. Manily,
did the specialist ever, you know, just bounce after the practice was over?
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, I'll tell them myself. So we would go to Kankakee Country Club. That's where we would go. It got so bad between practices. Olin Kruch came to me. You know, we'd have our morning practice with Lovey. We had our early morning practice, our time off, our lunch, a little bit of time, and then our afternoon practice. And there'd be time between lunch and enough time between lunch and the afternoon practice where we could go sneak in 18 holes. The three of us could play extremely fast. Well, we would show up to the afternoon practice in our golf attire. So everybody's like, wait a minute. You just had practice. We've been in meetings and napped and had to rest in the ice tub, cold, hot tub, all that stuff. And we come walking in golf attire. And finally, Olin was like, hey, man, pulls me aside. He's like, hey, just change your clothes before you walk into the locker room, because everybody's like, what the hell are they doing? And yes, we went and played 18 holes of golf. We were trying to make two-a-days somewhat harder. that makes sense. But yes, we did do it. We did it pretty much every day.
Yeah, that is amazing. Did you ever go to the movies specifically? And if so, what movie? Do you remember any movies?
No, I didn't. I didn't do the movies. No, it was either nap or golf. That was it.
Yeah, those are both good. Patrick Manley, you're the best. Hey, what was the most impressive thing about what Jake Moody and the other specialists were able to accomplish on Monday night?
I think mentally for Jake is to bounce back after the block, to go out there and do what he did and execute the game-winning kick, finding out, you know, basically the day before or the night before, the morning of, whatever the story is, that he's got to go out there and execute. But, guys, that weather, I mean, you saw the shot they showed of the wind, the rain, you know, the turf is slick after raining all day. To go out there and execute it, make it flawlessly like that, it says a lot about that young man. And you could see it in his eyes. I talked about it in the postgame too. Some kickers, when they show that close-up of him on that game-winning kick, they look scared. They look like they're unsure. He looked very confident. He looked comfortable. He looked like he was ready for the moment, and he was. So credit to all those guys, Scott, Torrey, and Jake doing what they're doing. But for Jake to come back after getting that one kick blocked and making that kick was huge.
I know that he's been on the practice squad, but when you're talking about having someone play in game action – it's a little different. So what are the rules for getting to know a kicker well enough that you can work as a unit inside of a game?
Well, real quick, the best thing I liked was his post-game press conference. He said he didn't know all the his teammates yet. That's a good practice squad kicker. Keep your mouth shut. Do your job on the other field. But he's getting enough reps. There's enough time during the day, the rest of the team is over there practicing. They're on field 3 or 4 or 5, whatever it is. Getting their reps in. So he has plenty of time to get his work with Scott and Torrey. So it shouldn't have been that difficult to step in and do that because he's been there for a couple of weeks. It's not like he came in on a Tuesday and you only have Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe a little bit on Friday to get ready for a Sunday game. He's had a couple of weeks, and that was a Monday game. So he had plenty of time to get ready.
Hey, Pat, what do you see in terms of the head coach's effect on the team or on players specifically? Like, what do you see as the former player with that perspective?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Just belief. To me, what we're seeing just on tape and what you see just watching the game is he's scheming guys open. So I think the confidence players have in their coaches or in Ben especially is there. Caleb talked about it in the post game, the touchdown that he had, the little run to the right where he said there were 3 guys lined up from the right. And he wasn't certain that it would work. But after he snapped the ball, he's like, hey, man, Ben was right. It worked out. You know, he was able to walk in with DeAndre Swift blocking for him. But I think what I see and hear is just belief in players and Ben Johnson as a schematic play caller. And then just the leader in that locker room, you know, you see the guys, you hear the guys react to him with the good, better, best and all that kind of stuff. Winning obviously helps and gets that thing going, but you see guys buy in, and he's got that team buying in right now.
Does it matter where the wins come from? Because you look at the first 2 wins, and people are like, oh, well, these teams are not great. And then it's, hey, the other guy that you were drafted behind, and you go on the road, and you win a game against a team that was in the NFC Championship. Does any of that matter?
No, wins are wins, man. They really are. It doesn't matter. It's just the way the NFL is. It's cliche to say. It doesn't matter. It's who you line up and play on Sunday. But that's all that matters. You know, the Bears are lucky coming up. They've got some injured quarterbacks. They've got a favorable schedule coming ahead. But you stack those wins, you stay healthy, knock on wood. We'll see what happens. You know, we're hoping there'll be a playoff team, but a win is a win.
So, look, we can look ahead because we don't play for that team.
That's what we do.
And it's part of the gig. So I look at the next 4 weeks and go, wow, there's a real opportunity here for the Bears. How do they keep themselves from falling into a trap against a New Orleans team that I don't think is very good, but they do play very hard?
Two things. That's on Ben Johnson, right? You've got to keep that locker room focused on a single task. But the other one is, guys, you have Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen can tell them how good they are. He might lie to them and say how good they are, but Dennis Allen's been in that locker room, coached those guys, and can tell them, you know, how good those players are. So you just have to believe that you can lose any Sunday and you can win any Sunday, but just keep your eye on the prize. I mean, it's a cliche again, but just keep your eye on that Sunday. Keep stacking these wins. Start talking about four in a row. Just keep it at four in a row. Don't talk about five in a row. Just start talking about four in a row. But that's up to Ben Johnson to keep that locker room going, to keep believing.
Do you think that team is relieved that there's six straight Sunday noon games coming now? After like kind of the chaos of the island and the Monday night and all of that?
Speaks. It's routine. You want to get in that routine. Your body wants to get in that routine. Your mind wants to get in that routine. Everything about that is just routine. It makes it so much easier. It's fun every now and then to have that Monday night game. I liked it when I was younger because it was kind of cool and all that kind of stuff. But as you got older, you wanted those noon games. You wanted that routine. Coaches want that routine. You know, it's the same thing that they're this week is a little sped up, right, because the Monday game. But the next ones after this, same routine for preparation for your mind, your body, everything.
So, yeah, I mean, and that lets the specialists make their tea time at, like, exactly the same moment. Of each day.
It was Friday afternoon. Well, yes. We were out of there at 1:30. I'd be up at Glen Flora by 2:30. Sure I was.
Unbelievable. The audacity, or is it the Odyssey? I get confused, Patrick. You know that.
It worked, man. But Dave Tobe, I said, listen. I go, let me know if I'm messing up. I go, if this is too much, he goes, no, you're doing your job. I go, if you start messing up and what you're doing is getting in the way, I'll let you know. So to each their own. It worked for me, man.
Hey, one more quick special teams thing. Jake Moody said that the long snapper, Scott is, that his best snap was the last one. And I was
It was.
Like, what's the difference? What's the difference between a good long snap and a bad one in terms of, you know, four?
Laces. Have you seen that movie, Ace Ventura?
Of course.
Yeah, see, back to movies, yes. No, it was just right on point, easy hold, put it right down, didn't have to turn the laces at all. Speed, everything, just it was very efficient. It actually was his best snap. But, you know, you grow comfort, you get more comfort with your snapper.
Yeah.
And like what I was talking about, when you bring in a kicker for just, you know, on that Tuesday and they're coming in for that first Sunday to play, you're not comfortable with everybody. So he's been there for weeks, so he is comfortable with Scott's timing, Torrey's holding, and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, one more quickie. You probably know this, but Jake Moody has the same agent as Robbie Gould, who we replaced in San Francisco. They've spoken a bunch, apparently. Robbie and Jake have talked a bunch.
Interesting. Yeah. That's smart man, Jake. Because I know he's changed his – I did talk to Robbie a little bit about Jake and what he's working on. So I didn't realize those two had been talking. I thought it was just Robbie with his knowledge.
Yeah, no. So
very, very cool.
Patrick,
smart
thanks
man,
for joining us.
The older guys.
No doubt about it. It's a big deal. That's how you get the keys to the castle. Thank you, sir. Right.
See you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, man.
That is Patrick Manley from our staff and our pregame show and our postgame show. And we love him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's being behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.